I've always felt very passionate about what's been going on. And once I saw the videos of the George Floyd killing, it just was really upsetting. And then the last week, it's just more and more stuff keeps coming out. I thought I had to be there. Sometimes it's just hard to feel optimistic about the future.
So you guys gathered together at a friend's house and you made signs and stuff. Were you carrying a sign?
Yes.
What did yours say?
It just said, "Where's the change?"
So you went downtown.
Yeah, we started at the police station. Right before I got there, I know the mayor spoke.
Did you guys start moving then?
Yeah, we marched for probably about 45 minutes over to Akron U on Exchange. They had a police car out ahead of the protesters and then one behind, and they
Okay.
kind of moved with us the whole time. We
Okay.
went back to the police station, and at that point, the police came out with riot gear. They didn't do anything, but I think the crowd felt scared. That's when we moved down to Main.
Were protesters saying anything to the cops at that point?
They were shouting. Some were shouting just obscenities and shouting angrily, but some were just really just wanted the cops to kind of understand and like kind of join our side.
Did any of the cops seem like they were interested in that, having that kind of dialogue?
No, some laughed.
Because they had the riot gear on and you were kind of intimidated by that, where did you go? You went back toward downtown, toward Main Street?
Yeah, that was probably about right after we shut down that intersection, Main and Market. Some people were sitting down in the intersection, and then right before the truck did the U-turn, someone was starting to speak with the megaphone. I was right in front of where the truck was, and by the time I saw him doing the U-turn, he was on top of me. So I
Jeez.
just held on to the hood and tried not to go under. I got up, and then I guess I took a few steps and then I collapsed. And they said I lost consciousness for a little bit.
What was the extent of your injuries?
It was a broken arm and a concussion, and then I was covered in road rash. And we thought I was going to need surgery for the arm, but it turns out I shouldn't, so.
Will you protest in the future?
Of course. I wish I was out there now.
What's it been like since then? Have people been trying to seek you out to find out how you're doing?
It's been crazy. I've gotten so many people have like found my Facebook. I've gotten some downright disturbing messages.
Really? How
Yeah.
so?
So many people saying I should be dead, and I would have learned a lesson that way. So many people
Ridiculous.
think I deserved it.
In light of what happened to George Floyd, what would you like to see happen in the community?
I'd like to see some community leaders and maybe the police try to open more of a dialogue.
You said when you returned home from the hospital, you spent the remainder of the evening watching the protests on Facebook live streams. Were the people who were throwing rocks and breaking windows the same people who were carrying signs and protesting before the sun went down?
Not at all. I think
Okay.
when I was there, everyone I saw had the same intention. That was just to bring light to the issues. No one was instigating violence except the police when I was there, and from what I saw the rest of the day.
What would you say to the people who were breaking windows and throwing rocks and damaging property after dark on Saturday night? What would you tell them?
They make us look bad. We're witnessing history, and I think people need to realize that. Everyone will remember this week for the rest of their lives. And now's the time to show your true colors.
What do you want those colors to be? What's the change you want to see?
I just want people to have empathy.